as like a gobby cockney fishwife.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who headbutts people. And I thought, oh, I'll have that.
I can use that.
In fact, I was in my car, I was in my Rolls Royce, and I was going along, and I saw this woman in the street.
In a tabard.
headbutting people, gobbing, and all that swearing. I thought,
she needs focus and help.
It was like Eliza Doolittle. I said, who is that gutter snipe?
You're such a contemporary Iggy.
can she act? Oi. I said, oi. Fishwife, can you?
What's the etymology of fishwife? Because my dad used to say that a lot.
I assume a fisherman.
A fisherman's
wife. Was a poor person who caught a fish and sold it, and his
wife.
I don't know. I suppose it. What does it conjure up? Just being hard, tough and rural, yeah. Maybe poor. I don't know.
Smelling a fish.
Yeah. yeah.
Yeah. That's what it conjures up. Well,
it could just be that.
The clue is very much in the title with that one, isn't it? I think it's a wife of
it's
a
not
fish
complimentary, is
or
it?
A fisherman.
She just stinks of fish. That's funny. So yeah, we're going to be discussing lots of subjects. Now, I want to start with Ben because on our last podcast, we did touch upon the fact that you were a real rapper entering rap battles, which I can't get my head around still to this day. We didn't get to how it crossed over to comedy. We didn't. What happened then?
Yeah, it was weird because I was in the sort of year before I first got on stage and tried stand up. I was touring with Mark Ronson as his rapper, and you know, it was an incredible experience and whatnot. But when it came to an end and he's let me go, it was really difficult for me and my ego to go back to the world of like underground rap, you know, sort of tail between my legs. That really got me down. So I was just like...
And how old are you now?
At this stage, well, this is 2006. So 11 years ago, I would have been 30.
Right.
Yeah, for 29. And
so wife, but no children yet.
No, I had one kid.
You had one kid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And you know, just...
I said wife because we've been talking about fishwife.
You don't need to be married.
No. And also, why say wife? So wife, no kid.
You had a fishwife.
Sorry, that's just in my head. The word. It's such a funny word, wife.
It is a
wife.
Funny word.
Wife.
Yeah.
It's so.
I had a little wife.
I find it funny that you still have to call your partner your girlfriend, though. Because you just seem too old to have a girlfriend.
I know, it's odd. But I don't like partner.
Partner is weird.
Partner's weird. And I know partner's why strange. Partner came about to be, you know, politically correct.
And,
I know, that's just, what's up with, you know, girlfriend? I know, yeah, I know. Anyway, sorry. So you were married with one young...
Yeah, and now I was under pressure because now I wasn't earning. I was working at a little charity, like a youth charity, but only like a couple of days a week. And there was little to no money in it. So it was real pressure. My missus was carrying both of us, really. She was teaching. And I started looking for, quote unquote, normal jobs. You know, in my head, from when I was a little kid, I thought I'm going to be an entertainer. I was just so sure of it. But I just never fully dedicated myself. So this was the period where I just thought, look, you got a kid now. Stop mucking about. Just get a normal job. And
is that a horrible sort of crushing, depressing feeling?
Hugely.
Especially because you'd gone from the success of the Mark Ronson.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
So and how long had you done that for?
It was like on and off for 2 years.
Right.
Never regular, like over that 2 years. Yeah. Just on and off when he'd need me, call me, you know. And, you know, in that band, you have people like Amy Winehouse and Lily Allen. And, you know, it's a real, real megastar. So... It was a kind of fall from grace for me, and yeah, I was really, really down about it. Just waking up thinking, okay, you know, this is it. It's time to be normal. I was applying for jobs. Actually, the closest I got to feeling like maybe I could live this life was when I applied to be the spokesman for a charity called Kick It Out, like an anti-racism charity in football. And before that interview came about, I got a call from a guy who I knew from music, who was now working at Radio 1 doing these late night comedy shows. And he'd written a sitcom for Lenny Henry for radio. And he asked me to come and look at the script. And I ended up getting taken on board as a consultant for literally just the language of the script. So all the sort of slang or the like the black language in it.
Because
he was a white writer and he felt nervous about it.
And that was that, so this is 10 years ago, so it wasn't that bad. But, you know, Lenny Henry always said he was like the only black person on TV in England.
Oh, man, he was so hyped when he saw me because, you know, I'd worked on the first episode. They asked me to work on the whole series, and then I met him, and he was immediately excited. He was like, you know what, there's no...